Blog Talk Radio.
Problems.
of God, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. They'll be coming up shortly. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. What a beautiful song by Brother Richard Smallwood, Praying for Peace. Amen. We thank God for who he is, and we thank God for everybody who is live right now on the network and those listening via the internet and those listening later on. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. They're coming up shortly. I love it. Praise God. Praise the Lord for everything. Amen. Amen. We trust that you had a great day today, having a wonderful day today. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, ladies and gentlemen. Trust that you're enjoying your family and taking care of business as we live this wonderful life here on this planet. Thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity. But ladies and gentlemen, we got to give the Lord a hand clap of praise. No matter what's going on, we still got to praise him because we trust God. We trust and believe him. Yes, we do. Yeah, Jesus said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, that number, I want to put that number out there. You guys should text this number out because you never know who needs prayer. You never know who will just listen to prayer and get saved, get the excitement that they need in their heart today as well. That number, 347-843-4559. That call-in number, 347-843-4559. Please share that out. You just never know in your family or in your sphere of influence who's going to be blessed today. Because when Bishop prays, guys, the Lord moves. The Lord moves, ladies and gentlemen, because Bishop prays, Doc prays, shares the wisdom of God in the Word, and we're just excited about what God is going to do tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, we'll also be opening up the lines later on, so if you have a comment, praise report, or a prayer request tonight, feel free to do that as well later on. Hit star one on your phone. Everybody is welcome to do that as well. Hit star one. That'll put you in queue where you can talk to Doc and share with Doc and Bishop tonight as you are led. Once again, star one as we open up the lines a little later on. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to the Word here in a few seconds here, a few minutes here. Proverbs 2, chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. And we're excited about the Word tonight, and we're just excited about you as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we are mostly and excited, really, about Doc and Bishop being with us here tonight as well. So y'all put your hands together for Bishop and Doc being on with us tonight as well. Thank you so much, Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for taking your time out tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, let's go to the Word, guys. Let's go to the Word. Proverbs chapter 2. Verses 1 through 8, I highly recommend you read the entire chapter in your time of meditation and reading of the Word. Some of you may have already read it today. That's wonderful. Thank you for that as well. Chapter 2, Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee. You hear that? We got to hide them. Hide those commandments in your heart, in your spirit, in your mind, in your subconscious. Amen. So that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart unto understanding. Amen. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and lift up thy voice for understanding, and thou seekest her as silver and searchest her as for treasures. Wow, praise the Lord. Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord. Yes, we will. And find the knowledge of God. Wow. God has just revealed to us how to get it, folks. I love it. Praise the Lord. For the Lord giveth wisdom. All we got to do is ask, right? Out of the mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. So we all need to pray for wisdom. Ask the Lord to give you wisdom, folks. I do that all the time. Most of the time I do it as well. And he layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the path of judgment and preserveth the way of the saints, of his saints. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, just read for you chapters, Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. Let's get the Lord a hand clap of praise for his wonderful words tonight. Amen. God bless you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us via the internet or via the live tonight, thank you so much. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. We get ready to open up Bishop's mic and bring him on in. So y'all put your hands together for the man of God. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us again tonight. Oh, praise the Lord, Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop. We are ready to go. Thank you so much, sir. God bless you tonight.
God bless you, other kids, and God bless everyone tonight. We are grateful to the Lord and for you. We are grateful to the Lord for another day. We thank you, Jesus, for his goodness and his mercy. We give God praise for the saints of God, the people of God tonight. We thank God. We give God the glory for what he has done this day, this day, this day, that God has allowed us to see another day. He has kept us. He has kept us from all evil and kept our minds on him. And he has kept us in health. And he has kept us. And we're grateful to the Lord. We give God the glory. As we pray tonight, we will be praying that God will work miracles in the lives of his people this year like never before. We will pray for the blessings of God will overtake his people. We will be praying that God will heal the people that those that are sick from all diseases, all affliction. We'll be praying tonight that God will encourage those that have lost loved ones and will strengthen them. We'll be praying for those that may be incarcerated on tonight. And we're praying that God will work a miracle in their lives, that they will give their life to him. And if they don't know Jesus Christ, we will be praying tonight that the blessings of the Lord will overtake you spiritually and naturally, that you will come to know him like you've never known him. No, that he will give you the wisdom and the revelation of his word like never before. Father, we thank you tonight for your goodness. We praise your name because you're wonderful. You are wonderful. You're magnificent. You're such a great and good God. We praise you for it tonight. We thank you, Almighty God, because if it had not been for you, God, we would not even be here today. We thank you. You have kept us in the times of trouble. You have kept us in the times of danger. You have kept us in the times of storm. Father, we give you glory for it tonight. We praise you tonight, God, as you continue to bless your people, as you continue to open natural doors in their lives, that they will get, that they will be blessed, that they will be blessed more. You will give them favor, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it tonight. And we glorify your name. We thank you, Lord, that you will work miracles and healing in the lives, God. We thank you, God, that you will set the captives free. Tonight, we thank you, God, for that individual that may be incarcerated. God, you work a miracle in his life, that they will give their life to you. And Father, turn it around, turn their lives around. And Father, we give you glory. We praise you tonight, that you will bring comfort to that loved one that is concerned about that loved one that may be incarcerated. Father, that you give them the strength to endure and hold on to your word, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, because your word says the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And we thank you, Lord. So shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return unto you void. It will accomplish that you plead, and it will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can even think or ask. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that you will keep our minds in perfect peace. And we give you glory for it tonight. We pray, God, for that family tonight, God, that it may have lost of a loved one. God, we pray for their strength and their endurance. And Father, we thank you, God, for your word is a comfort to God. Your word is a keeper, Lord. We thank you for it tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for that individual that may be looking for a job, that you will open the door, that, God, that they will walk in, God, that you will give them favor on the job, those that already have jobs. that you would give them favor, that you would give them promotion. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that you will bless them financially like never before. We thank you for the financial blessing that you're blessing your people with. We thank you, God, for the blessing of God, the good health that you're giving your people. Father, we give you glory for it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we counter that spirit of sickness and disease. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, because you were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity. And the chastised our peace is upon him. But it's with your sight we are healed. Father, we pray for that mother tonight, God, that's worried about that son that made God. In the name of Jesus, we know that you are a healer. And Father God, you are mind regulator. And Father, we give you thanks for it. We thank you, God, and you. We pray for that mother that is concerned about that daughter tonight, of that family member, God. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, as you strengthen families and bring them closer together in this last day that we live in, that God, we will love our loved ones like we never loved them before. And Father, in the name of Jesus, give us the wisdom. Father, in the name of Jesus, give us the wisdom, God, God, to be able to move in any situation that you will bring us and give us the answer for it. Father God, and we give you thanks for it. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will heal the broken heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, you mend the brokenness. Father God, you are all knowing. There is no secret that you don't even know about. But God, you're able to erase it. You are able to erase the pain, God. You are able to erase the darkness, God. You are even able to erase, God, those things that are not like you in the name of Jesus in their lives. And give them hope like they never had it before, Jesus. Give them hope, God, that they will walk out in faith like Peter stepped out of the boat. Father, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, because we walk by faith and not by sight. And Father, we give you glory. We decree and declare, God, the people during this summer season, that they will be safe, the children will be safe, the families will be safe. Father, those that are in the, goes to the pool and goes out to the park and go out wherever they may be, will go out to the, oh God, on the beach, God, let them be safe all around those waters. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory for it. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus for all of your goodness. We thank you for our families, God. We thank you for our loved ones, Lord. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for your grace and mercy. We thank you that you keep us, God. We thank you for shelter, food, God. We thank you for good health. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We praise you tonight, God. We call those things to be not as though they already are, because we speak your word. Father God, in the name of Jesus, everything is going down, but your word shall stand forever. Father, we pray for this nation. Father, in the name of Jesus, that we will come back to you. We return to you. God, in the name of Jesus, God, just root up, destroy all of this corruption. God, in the name of Jesus, corruption of the mind and the people, even in the body of Christ, Father God, that we fall for everything. God, allow us to open our eyes, open our spirit's ears, God, in the name of Jesus, that we can be able to discern the righteous, God, and stand firm on your word, which is true. Father, stand up, God, that we will take a stand where everybody else, God, do not take a stand, that we will stand for the firm, for the truth of your word, and we'll stand firm by we living what we talk about and what we preach about, God. Let us live it daily, God, and we give you thanks for it. We thank you for our next generation, God. We thank you for our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, the great-great-great-grandchildren that have not even been born yet, that you will bless their seed. God, we ask you to bless that seed, God. Bless those seeds. God, that they will not be in lack for anything. And Father, we give you thanks for it tonight. We praise you tonight for the blessings of the Lord, making rich and adding no sorrow. God, we thank you
that you've given us the right mind, give us a peace of heart. Father, we pray for that child that may be lonely tonight or homeless tonight. We pray for that individual that may be sitting on the bridge tonight. Don't know what to do, God, but we know that you are able to comfort them. And not only that, to bring them in their right places, in their right plane. Just give them connection, God. And Father, we ask you, God, to move on our government, sister, God. Move, God, test the heart. Put somebody that has a right heart to you in those places. And God, we thank you. And we give you glory. We give you praise. We depend on you, Jesus. And we know that you are able to do what needs to be done through somebody. God, you have delivered us, you have given us the power in this earth realm to live in this earth realm. And you have given us dominion and power. And Father, we will walk in that dominion and power that you have given us, God, naturally and spiritually. And Father, we give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, bless your people continually. Bless their minds, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for those families, even now, as you can do, bless the families, God. Bless them, Lord. Bless that child, that son, that daughter. You know the need, God, more than anybody else. And you are able to bring and knit those broken pieces together. And Father, we give you praise, God, as you've given us the wisdom and you give us the understanding. And Father, we give you praise. We call it so. Father, I pray for that woman that may have a sickness in her body. God, we pray, God, those that have knee pain, those that have knee arthritis in the pain in their body that they can't even move. God, I pray and I trust for that spirit even now. God, alaboshi, halabiyati, alaboshi, alabate, korahasa. Oh, God, alabastia, ko, hastia. God, you know. You are no respected person. Now, Father God, I thank you, God, you're a miracle worker. You still work miracles. And Father, I give you praise, Father. God, I thank you. There's nothing too hard for you. Oh, God, I love our sequel. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus is already done. Thank you. Glorify your name, Lord. And we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that wonderful, powerful, and needed prayer. I received that for myself and for my household, folks. I trust that you will as well. Bishop, just prayed for our family, for you, for your family, for your neighbor, for our city, county, state, and also our nation and those around the world that are listening to this right now and later on as well. As we get ready to go to Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife, ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you that you can come on, hit star one on your phone as we open up the lines a little later on. Star one will put you in queue if you have a praise report, comment, or a prayer request. Get ready for that as well as you're led. Thank you so much for that. At this time, we're going to go to Bishop's wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Doc, thank you so much for being with us, ma'am. Appreciate you.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank God for that prayer tonight coming from Bishop Crenshaw. And as he was praying, I just felt this in my spirit, the time that we now live in, how serious and urgent it is to hear and know the voice of God. I mean, really know the voice of God. The Bible said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger, they would not follow. So if there's something strange about it, it's probably not God. But it is so urgent at this time that we seek to know his voice. And oftentimes we know that when the Lord speaks to us, that will be an inner, subtle peace on the inside. Now, flesh may not always agree with what the Lord may be saying to us, but deep down in our spirit, there's a sense of peace. Why? Because it's in the Bible. Where the Lord said, my peace I leave with you, and my peace I give to you. So one of the first indications, knowing when God speaks, there's a subtle peace on the inside. Sometimes our flesh want to reject it, don't want to hear it. But if we meditate on what God is saying in his word to us or in the spirit to us, there will be an inner peace that surpasses all understanding, which means it doesn't make sense. That's an indication just by reading that scripture, there's a part of the flesh that don't want to yield to what they're hearing because it surpasses our understanding. I may not even understand it, but there is a peace. There is a peace. So this I would need to hold on to the peace of God. Peace of God that surpasses any understanding, any thing that even the natural mind wants to even try to comprehend. How are we going to obtain that peace and continue to hear the voice of the Lord? I just want to remind you of the scripture in Psalm 37, 23 and 24. He says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. It's something about our steps being ordered by the Lord that gives us a delight. Once again, back to the word peace. My peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you, not as the world giveth, as the Father giveth, there's the inner peace. Praise God, he that delighted, though he fall, the scripture says, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his right hand. I'm telling you, that's enough to give God praise for. In the midst of turmoil, when the enemy wants to disturb our peace, the Lord said, I'm going to uphold you with my right hand. In spite of the many times we may fall, we may miss him, the Lord said, if you would just allow me to order your steps. See, some of these things we can miss if we allow the Lord to order our steps. You know, some things we don't even have to go through. You know, for years I've heard people say experience is the best teacher. I don't know. I just want to dispute that. I think wisdom is the best teacher because I don't have to go through some things to prove, praise God, that I'm experienced so I can tell somebody else about it. It's just a good thing. The Bible says, fool despise wise counsel. So the counsel that we receive from the Lord, and even that we receive from others, praise God, is through the wisdom of God. Somebody doesn't necessarily have to go through a tragic, traumatic situation, not to be able to speak into my life or even to speak into our lives to keep us. Because what? Oh, it is the Father that gives direction. Our steps are ordered by the Lord, and people will use people to speak into our lives. So wisdom, he that lacketh wisdom, as Bishop was praying for wisdom tonight, praise the Lord, he that lacketh wisdom, ask it of God. Because a lot of times wisdom will keep us out of a lot of unnecessary situations in our lives. Praise the Lord. So the old saying that experience is the best teacher, I don't find that nowhere in the Bible. But the Bible did say experience was hope. My God. So whatever we experience at the end of the day, it should bring us some hope. It should bring us some hope for a brighter day, for a brighter future. So allow the wisdom of God, as Bishop has prayed for tonight. Allow the wisdom of God. Ask for it. Steps of a good man. Allow it to be ordered by the Lord, not ordered by our flesh, not ordered by our own opinions of things, but allow the Lord to do it. And we allow the Lord to do it to keep us out of a whole lot of unnecessary, devastating circumstances in our lives. So may God's blessing and may God's favor rest upon each of you that are listening and that are hearing. And know that, praise God, that there's a peace that God is bringing unto us that surpasses all understanding, according to Hebrews, and there's a rest that remaineth for the people of God as never before. We want to rest in God, and we want to have that peace in a world that's upside down, turned upside down, a political system that's all over the place. Our greatest hope and our greatest peace has to be found in the Lord Jesus. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe there, if you're just joining us, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wife, giving us another powerful word and from the word. I hope you all was taking some notes before we get ready to go to the lines here, go to the calls here. Wisdom is the best teacher. Yes, I agree with you on that one, Dr. Crenshaw. Wisdom is the best teacher. That's right. I don't need to go through stuff to figure out what I should have done the first time, right? Wisdom is the best teacher. Doc also mentioned that we've got to be urgent, folks. We gotta up our game a little bit more. We have to be urgent in the things of God, as Bishop prayed for us today. And also, we should make everything of God a top priority. His wisdom, his love, his mercy, his word. And last but not least, it should be mandatory in our lives each and every day. I just wrote that down for me, folks. But Doc mentioned about the urgency today. There is an urgency, and we must stick with the word of God each and every day, folks. Wow, that was powerful. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw, for sharing that wonderful wisdom and reminder that the word of God is true, and that's all we really need. If it's not in the word, I don't necessarily need to entertain it. Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. We'll get ready to open up the lines. I will either mention your name or your last four digits of your phone number. We don't want to give out your full phone number on the network, of course. So I will mention your last four digits of your phone number to bring you on as well. And you'll be on with Bishop and Doc as we open up the lines right now. Thank you so much. Our first caller, Bishop and Doc, is 6754. 6754, you're live on the air with Bishop and Doc tonight. Bless you.
Praise the Lord, Bishop Crenshaw, Dr. Crenshaw. This is Brother Poland. Praise the Lord. We love you all so much and enjoyed that prayer, Bishop. Praise the Lord. My wife and I, we want you to pray for our granddaughter. She's 8 years old. Gabby is her name, Gabriella. And she's been having panic attacks. I believe it's just a spirit of fear, a spirit of anxiety, and her heart's been racing. Her mom's had her to the doctor and checked her heart out. It's fine. It's just she's just been going into some panic attacks. Really, really, really want you to pray for her and her deliverance from this thing. Amen. And also my wife's brother is going through some things in his life. His name's Timmy. And just want you to really lift him up. Lift all of our family up in Jesus' name. We love you all very much. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, my brother. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. We're opening up the lines. I want to encourage everybody who'd like to come on for a prayer request, comment, or a praise report. Love to have you. Brother John, you're on with Bishop and Doc tonight. God bless you, sir.
Yeah, good evening. I'd like to thank everybody for being on the prayer line. Thank you, Elder Kevin, for that opening prayer. Thank you, Bishop, for that powerful word. And thank you, Dr. Crenshaw, for reassuring that powerful word with words of wisdom. I would like a prayer for anybody who has lost somebody recently, a prayer helping them with the grief. You know, I lost my son and it's been so hard, but you know, yeah. I just pray and think of the good times every time I think about him. And I would like a prayer for any demonic spirits on anybody in this world that make them do evil things or even be mean. Amen.
Amen, Brother John. Yes, sir. We are with you in that area for sure. Thank you so much, my brother. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to give you some time. These are special times. These are urgent times. Just want to make sure we don't miss anybody tonight before we turn this back over to Bishop. Hit star one on your phone. Star one. We'll put you in queue if you have a prayer request, comment, or a praise report tonight. Bishop and Doctor here. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time. We're excited about you being with us tonight. I want to turn this back over to Bishop at this time. Bishop, back to you, sir.
Let's do it. And first of all, I'd like to pray for Brother Paul Pastor, Bishop Poland, and his granddaughter and his wife's brother. I want to pray for the young dark girl first. Father, I know that you are a healer. I know that you are powerful in the heart, in the body, in the soul, in the spirit. And Father, we decree that no weapon formed against her body, or spirit, or soul, or mind shall be able to prosper. No weapon. And Father, we cast down every imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and pull into captivity to the obedience of Christ. You, Father, you was wounded, Father, transgressing. Father, I thank you, Lord, for her healing right now. As you heal her body, God, as you heal her mind, God, you regulate her heart, God. Tonight, let her have the best sleep she's ever had. And let her wake up in the morning normal, God, being able to function better than she ever been able to function before. Now, Father, we'll give you all the glory. The glory will go to you, Jesus, and we thank you in advance. And, Father, I pray for Brother Poland's brother and my father. I pray for the work of miracle in his life. Father, I know that you are all-knowing. I know that you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask. And we call it so even now. God, your word says, one can put 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight. We stand in agreement of the body of Christ. We stand in agreement as believers, even on this airline, on this airway. And we speak the word of God over their lives. God, I thank you for change even taking place now. You are casting down every imagination. We are casting it down now. And Father, it should not have any control over their lives. I thank you, God, as you continue to bless Bishop Poland and his wife. Father, I thank you for special miracles happening in his life. God, I thank you for doors are being opened like never before. I thank you and I give you praise for it in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray against every demonic power, every demonic force in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. And we give you thanks, Lord. We give you praise, Jesus. We call it so even now. The miracles are being manifested. And we walk by faith and not by sight. Father, I pray for Brother John tonight, his family, God. I pray, God, that you will continue to comfort him during the loss of his love and son. God, we thank you, God, that you strengthen his whole family. And God, we know that God, that you are only the one that feels, you know, the pain and the discomfort sometimes he may have. Father, give him the strength in the weak time. Give him the strength when he's all alone. Give him the strength when he needed the most. And Father, we give you thanks, God. Your word is a comforter. Your word is a comforter. And Father, we speak those things or not as though they already are. And Father, we thank you as you continue to work miracles for your people everywhere. We call it so. Tonight, it is yours. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the victory in advance. And God, we speak the word each and every day. We speak the word each and every day. And God, we thank you for it. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time. As the doc mentioned earlier, this is urgent times, folks. These are times where we must and only can rely on Jesus, our Lord and Savior, through the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you so much for joining us tonight. And we must continue to pray as the Bishop and Doc teach. We must continue to pray for each other. I want you to continue to pray for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw and their family as well. Y'all lift our leaders up. Lift them up in your prayer as well as we pray for ourselves and our family and those around us. But pray for our leaders that keep us on track, keep us reminded of the Word of God each and every week, each and every day, through Bible study, through teaching, training, through social media, just a word. Sometimes a word just comes across a Bishop and Doc. It's powerful. It just helps you continue the day, each and every day, folks. So thank you so much for being with us tonight, and we're excited about you being with us on this prayer time. Well, at this time, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to turn this back over to Bishop for final comments, final close out there. Bishop, thank you so much. Back to you, Bishop.
Thank you, Elder Kevin. Thank God tonight for everyone. I want us to be in expectation for God's miracle to take place in our lives like never before. Let us be in expectation. Raise our expectation bars. In other words, whatever level you have it at now, raise it a little. Raise your faith level as you speak the word. Know that God already heard you. The Bible says, the righteous cry and the Lord heareth. In one writing it says,
before you call. He's already answered. He already knows. And believe what you're asking God for is taking place. I have taken place or will take place. Don't give up. Do not give in, but keep holding on. Keeping holding on. Keep the faith. If you don't know how to hold on by yourself, call somebody else that you feel that may be a help or comfort to you. And they'll tell them to pray for you and walk you through some time when you're in a down low place. And know that we are right here for you. We are right here with you. We may not can see you, but while the Spirit of God will go, the power of God will reach you wherever city you are in. So you be blessed tonight. I know we are concerned about you. I know we are praying for you. And we know that God will answer every prayer for you. God bless you tonight. God bless you.
Oh, thank you so much, Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. Thank you so much for your precious time tonight. And thank God for the man and woman of God being with us, guys. And thank God for you all being with us tonight as well, those who are faithful to come on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let people know that we're here for them, here for you. Our goal is to make sure God is glorified through the prayer time and through the uplifting of the word. Bishop and Doc each and every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. Thank you so much for joining us. Amen. God bless you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll leave you with this as well. We're going to have another Richard Smallwood song here coming up. I Will Pray. We'll leave you with that in a few seconds here. But we want to make sure that you have a great rest of the evening and know that you'll have a victorious rest of the week. Always excited when Bishop and Doc pray for us, because we know we're going to have a great week, rest of the week, and we're going to have a victorious week. So we thank God for you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been prayer time. Y'all push this out too on your networks. If you need to know how to do that, just let me know. Feel free to give me a call. My number is 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233, so we can share this time of prayer with those on social media. Not everybody. Everybody's busy. Some people at work have their businesses. We understand, but they will listen to something on their phone if we push it out to them. So we thank you so much for being with us tonight. Bishop and Doc, thank you again for your time, and everybody who's online. God bless you tonight. Amen. All right. Hey, remember to always out love, out serve, and out forgive each other. And remember that Jesus is Lord. God bless you. His brother Richard Smallwood. I will pray. Amen. Amen, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. God bless you. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. God bless you. I will continue to pray. Have a good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for your time. God bless you. Bye-bye now.